在 New York 聚会的弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters in this church.
呀，今天我们要分享一点神的话，是在诗篇第一篇。
I want to share God's word today is in the book of Psalms, chapter 1.
刚才我们已经念过了。
We had read this passage before.
大家也很熟悉这一篇诗篇。
And everyone is familiar with this passage.
所以这里我们就不再念了。
So I'm skipping the reading portion.
大家很喜欢读诗篇吗？
Do you like to read the book of Psalms?
我相信大家都很喜欢。
I'm sure everybody like it.
我自己也很喜欢。
I like it too.
我记得我那些年在中国工作的时候。
I remember a year that I was working in China.
工作非常的忙。
It was very busy.
那每天早晨起来读圣经的时候。
Every morning when I get up to read Bible.
那其他书卷可能没有时间读啊。
I might not have other time to read other books.
但是诗篇是一定会读的。
But I will read the book of Psalms.
为什么我们这么喜欢读诗篇呢
？And why are we so? Why is this so favorite to us?
有人说啊，诗篇。
Somebody says Psalms.
就好像神把他那颗炙热的心打开给我们看。
It's like God opened His heart to us.
当我们读诗篇的时候
，As we read the book of Psalms,
我们真的是有这种感觉的。
We have this feeling.
我们在诗篇里面
，In book of Psalms,
我们读到这一位神。
We read about this God.
好像有血又有肉。
He has flesh and blood.
而且有丰盛的情感。
And has and is full of feelings.
每每读到其中的句子的时候。
And every time I read to the detail.
就好像神在对我们的心说话一样。
And it's like God speaking into our heart.
非常能够摸到我们里面的感觉。
And touching our own emotion.
当我们感觉非常困苦的时候。
When we are in pain.
那在这个世界上面生活，我们常常会感觉到困苦，对不对
？We are always in trouble living in this world.
我们在诗篇里面可以找到安慰。
But we can seek the comfort from the book of Psalms.
每当我们觉得软弱的时候
，Every time when we are weak,
我们读这些诗句，我们从其中就可以找到力量。
And we can get encouragement from the book of Psalms.
每当我们落在罪孽过犯里面的时候
，Whenever we are in transgressions.
我们在这些诗句里面，我们可以找到劝勉和悔改。
And we can seek the good word.
每当我们忧急的时候
，And when we are in depression,
我们在这些诗句里面可以找到平安。
And we can find peace in the book of Psalms.
每当我们心里面涌出感恩的时候
，When we are full of thanksgiving,
我们可以用着这诗句里面的敬拜和赞美。
We can use the verses from Book of Psalms to worship.
所以每当我们读诗篇的时候
，So every time when we read the Book of Psalms,
我们实在是发现这位神是有情又有义。
And we can see that this God is full of affection and emotion.
慢慢我们就非常喜欢读诗篇了。
And then gradually, I loved reading Book of Psalms.
神的儿女读诗篇实在是一件快事。
And it should be happy to read for the children of God.
每当我们读诗篇的时候，我们就好像来到圣灵的活水旁。
And as we read the book of Psalms, it's like coming to this living water.
在圣灵的这个溪水旁，饱尝那个乐河的水。
And lying down next to this living water and enjoy the running water.
诗篇的第一篇和第二篇。
The first chapter and second chapter.
从文字结构上看。
From the word.
从内容上看。
From the content,
我们都知道这两篇是整个150篇诗篇的引言。
We understand that this is the introduction for the 150 books of Psalms.
我们先来看看文字结构哈。
And we are, as we are understanding the structure,
我们中文不太容易看得出来啊。
It's not easy to understand from the Chinese version.
但是如果读英文的话就很清楚了。
If you are reading the English version, it will be clear to you.
第一章第一节英文开头就说
Chapter 1 verse 1 it says
Blessed is the man
Blessed is the man
这个人有福了
He is blessed
我们中文的翻译把这一小句放在了第二节的末尾
And in the Chinese version this blessed is put in the end of the verse 2
而第二章的英文的最后一句也说
Chapter 2, the last sentence in chapter 2.
那里说凡投靠他的都是有福的。
Blessed are those who take refuge in him.
所以在这里我们看见第一章的第一个字是有福。
So the first sentence in the first chapter is blessed.
第二章的最后也提到有福。
The last sentence in chapter 2 it also mentioned blessed.
所以这样的文字结构我们就知道这应该是一段。
So as you see the structure, then you see that this is one section.
那我们从整个诗篇150篇看来。
And then if you look at the whole 150 chapters.
那从文字结构上看就很清楚这是一个引言。
Then you will see that this is clearly an introduction.
而从内容上看呢?
And then you can also see.
内容就是我们今天要分享的。
And the content is what I want to share today.
那我们今天分享诗篇第一篇。
Today I'm going to share chapter 1.
那如果以后有机会我们再分享诗篇的第二篇。
And next time I will try to share chapter 2.
诗篇的第一篇一共只有六节经文。
So there are only 6 verses in chapter 1.
但是我们还是可以把它分成三个段落来分享。
But we can put it into 3 sections.
第一节和第二节这里我们看见一个有福的生命。
First verse and second verse, you can see that there is a blessed life.
第三节和第四节，我们看见一个有福的生活。
And the third and fourth verse, you can see a blessed living.
第五节和第六节，我们看见有福的保证。
And fifth and sixth verse, you see that this is a blessing assurance.
啊，所以三个部分啊。
So three sections.
有福的生命。
A blessing life.
有福的生活。
A blessing living.
有福的保证
and a blessing assurance
那都是两节经文哈。
So each section has 2 verse
我们看先来看第一节和第二节
So the first and second verse
第一节这里说不从恶人的计谋不占罪人的道路不坐亵慢人的座位
So the first verse it says does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers
我们刚才说过这句话的第一句话是这人变为有福。
So in English version, the first at beginning saying, blessed is the man.
Blessed is the man.
Blessed is the man.
有福了。
He is blessed.
弟兄姐妹们，我们注意，当神的心向我们打开的时候。
So pay attention when God's heart opened to us.
他向我们所说的第一句话是什么呢?
The first sentence he said to us is,
这样的人有福了。
This person is blessed.
这也叫我们不得不想起主耶稣啊。
So you have to think about Jesus.
当神的儿子从天上降下为人的时候。
So when the Son of God came down to earth as man.
永生的神在肉身里面显现的时候。
The eternal God is appearing in this flesh.
他一开口讲论天上的事情。
The first time he talked about the heavenly matters.
主首先说什么呢?
And what did he say?
那是记载在马太福音里面对不对?
In the book of Matthew.
那马太福音第五章。
The chapter 5.
那里的经文我们称之为是登山宝训。
And we call it the Beatitudes.
主在那里首先说什么?
And what did God said?
虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are the one who is humble.
第四节,哀痛的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn.
第五节这里说温柔的人有福了。
Blessed are the meek.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们这样我们就看得很清楚了。
So now you see it clear.
神的心中是何等的巴望着。
A God has this great desire.
我们这些地上的人可以得着那个他所命定的福。
That the people who are living on earth can be blessed.
那什么样的人有福呢?
And who are the one going to receive the blessings?
诗篇第一章第一篇这里说 The man.
Book of Psalms, chapter 1, it says, the man.
那个人。
That person.
所以我们弟兄姐妹们我们注意啊这是一个单数而且是一个特质。
So pay attention, this is a singular person.
那个人是一个什么样子呢?
And who is that person?
那个人是不从恶人的计谋。
And that is a person who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
这当然是讲到我们的思想上面。
And of course, it's talked about how we think.
那什么是恶人呢?
And what is...The wicked.
就是那个不信的人不敬虔的人。
That is the ungodly person, unbelief person.
所以这里的意思也很清楚。
So it's clear now.
对于这样的人
To this type of person.
他们的意见我们是不能听的。
We cannot listen to their command.
弟兄姐妹们当我们生活在这个世界上的时候
As we are living on this earth.
这是一件容易的事情还是一件不容易的事情？
Is an easy matter to follow or not?
我们的家人有没有不信主的？
Do we have family members who believe or not believe?
我们家人也有不信主的，对不对？
Our family members have those who are non-believers.
那比如说我们的父母可能不信主啊。
Maybe our parents are non-believers.
可是他们生活在世界上面的时候。
But as they live on earth.
对我们还是有权柄的，对不对？
They still have authority over us.
但是他们的话我们是不是都要听呢？
But do we have to listen to all what they say?
这就很难。
And it's become difficult.
我记得我自己八年前的时候。
I remember myself 8 years ago.
那神对我的引领是非常的清楚。
God has this clear guidance to me.
神带领我从上海搬到美搬回美国来。
So God had guided me to move back from Shanghai.
当时我的父亲是不同意的。
My father did not agree.
他觉得我在国内做总经理挺好的。
He felt that I had a high position as general manager in Shanghai. It was a good position.
他很自豪。
He was proud of me.
我儿子怎样怎样怎样。
And then he would always brag about my son's successes.
跟朋友们聊起来的时候，他脸上是很有光彩的。
And he has such a glory on his face when he talked about me.
什么？你要去美国？
And then he said, why you come back to America?
而且把工作辞了。
And you resigned.
还说什么要去服侍神。
And what, you want to serve the Lord?
做什么洋和尚啊。
And you are going to be a monk?
他很不同意的。
He disagreed.
可是我能同意他吗？
But can I agree with him?
他的意见我要听吗？
Can I listen to his command?
那我很敬重我的父亲。
I respected my father.
但是我知道这个意见我是不能听他的。
But I know that I cannot listen to this point.
因为神对我的引领是很清楚的。
Because God has clear guidance on me.
今天我们的年轻朋友们也遇到类似的难处。
So the youth also face the same difficulties nowadays.
在我们的身边有很多不信的朋友嘛。
There are so many unbelievers friends around us.
我们的同学我们的老师可能都是不信的。
Our classmates, our teachers, they are non-believers.
上的学校越好不信的人越多。
The better the school you went to, the more unbelievers they are.
所以我实在是劝我们的弟兄姐妹们。
So I want to have this recommendation to brothers and sisters.
千万不要把我们的儿女送到什么常青藤。
Do not desire to go to send your kid to Ivy League school.
如果你的孩子不小心上了常青藤。
If you did attend Ivy League school.
那你可要好好的为他祷告。
Then you have to pray carefully for them.
这个不是开玩笑的。
And this is not joking.
弄不好四年出来以后你就不认识他了。
It's not, sometimes you don't know him after the 4 years college.
因为在这四年里面很多的他有很多的朋友很多的同学很多的老师。
Because there are so many friends, classmates, and teachers around him.
这些人对他们的影响是很大的。
And they have great impact on him.
他们的意见我们的孩子不知不觉就会听了。
Their recommendations, their comment, enter into our kid's heart.
所以对年轻人来说不从恶人的计谋也是很难的一件事情。
So it is not easy that not to walk in the counsel of wicked.
我们实在是要常常的提醒我们的孩子。
And we have to remind our children.
这些不信的朋友不信的老师的意见你可是要小心。
Don't listen to the non-believers, friends, and teachers.
在许多人生重大问题上面。
And especially in the big decision of life.
多多的去寻求属灵人的意见。
Seek carefully from the spiritual person.
在教会里面寻求意见。
To seek recommendations from church.
听听弟兄姐妹们怎么说。
From brothers and sisters in church.
尤其是听听教会里面比较有属灵分量的弟兄姐妹们的意见是什么样。
From the more mature spiritual brothers and sisters.
但愿我们的孩子。
May our children.
在教会里面的朋友多过在外面的朋友。
Have more friends in church than the outside friends.
所以弟兄姐妹们不从恶人的计谋不听从不信之人的意见这是很不容易的一件事情、啊。
So not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of the sinners is not easy at all.
第二个不占罪人的道路。
Not stand in the way of sinners.
这是说到我们的行动。
And talk about our deed.
罪人就是与神隔绝的人。
Sinners are the one who separated from God.
那这样的人他们走什么样的路呢？
So what type of way they can walk on?
是一条与神隔绝的路。
is the way that has no God.
是一条不明白神的旨意的路。
Is a way that don't understand God.
这样的路常常走到这样的路上的人是常常得罪神的。
And those people who walk in such a way always offended God.
而且他们自己还不知道。
And they did not realize it.
我们能够与这样的人同走一条路吗？
So can we walk on the same way with such people?
不能。
Not at all.
然而我们知道，我们是知道我们不能啊。
So we know we should not.
可是我们生活在这个世界上面。
But as we live on earth.
要避免真是常常是很难的。
It's hard to avoid.
那比如说在美国人们常常会想喜欢讲一句话。
So in America, there is this talking all the time.
Business is business.
Business is business.
常常有人讲这样的话，对不对？
So a lot of people say this, right?
生意就是生意哈。
So business is business.
当你的同事和老板像你说这样的话的时候，
So when your coworkers or your boss said that to you,
你怎么办？
What should you do?
你是不是常常不得不顺从？
So do you have to obey?
那我们也知道这样的话说多了。
So as you know, if you said this often,
我们常常落在这样的权柄的里面。
And we are under control under such authority.
我们的权柄常常向我们说这样的话。
And they always said that to us.
很多时候我们还不得不听从。
And we are forced to listen.
那我们里面的人就会改变。
And so our inner person will change.
我们常慢慢就变成没有怜悯。
Then we change to a personality without mercy.
也没有宽容和谦让。
And without meekness.
这个肯定是神所不喜悦的。
And this is something God dislike.
所以不占罪人的道路也是很不容易的一件事情。
So it is also not easy to not stand in the way of sinners.
第三个，他说不坐亵慢人的座位。
And the third one, not sit in the seat of mockers.
这是讲到我们的地位。
And talk about our status.
那什么是亵慢人呢？
What is mockers?
箴言里面说得很清楚啊。
And it's clear in the book of Proverbs.
心高气傲的人名叫亵慢。
The one who is proud and arrogant are mockers.
所以亵慢人就是心高气傲的人。
So mockers are those who are arrogant.
弟兄姐妹们，我们别说要坐他们的座位。
So not to say that we are sitting on their seat.
其实我们本身我们自己是不是这样的人呢？
So are we such a person ourselves?
我们当中有没有一点都不心高气傲的？
Do we have someone who is never be arrogant?
如果你觉得你是一点都不心高气傲，请举下手看看。
So if you think you were never arrogant, you can raise your hand.
我想没有人敢举啊。
I don't think anyone dare to raise their hand.
真的，我骄傲是我们生来的本性啊。
So proud and arrogant is born with.
骄傲这个东西啊，很有意思。
Pride is meaningful.
与我们的见识无关。
Is related to our knowledge.
与我们受的教育无关。
有关还是无关？有关还是无关？
无关。
It's not related to our education.
与我们在社会上的地位也没有关系。
And it's not related to our status.
我们每一个人生来都是骄傲的。
We are born with pride.
我们常常觉得一个人好像这个也没有受很多的教育，我们觉得应该蛮谦虚的吧。
If you see someone who is not well educated and you think that he or she should be humble.
可是事实不是这样子的。
But the fact is not.
我记得以前在加州的时候。
I remember in California one time.
我们家附近有一个公园。
There is this park around my home.
有中国很多的中国的父母常常早晨聚集在那里。
A lot of elder parents were there gathering.
他们都是退休的人。
And they're mostly retired.
过来陪孩子的。
And came over to be with their children.
我看他们成天在那聊一些不着边际的事情。
I heard they were chatting with something meaningless.
一听就很多人都是没信主了。
And I can hear from what they say, knowing that they are non-believers.
我就想给他们传福音。
I want to spread gospel to them.
星期天早晨，拿几本小册子过去。
And I took a small tract to them.
我想他们应该有人来关心他们，应该他们很开心吧。
So I was thinking that if someone come to care about them, they should be happy, right?
然后就劝他们去教会信耶稣。
And then I would ask them to go to church and to believe in Jesus.
我当时就跟他们讲啊，我说在美国啊，很多这个受了很好教育的人呢，都是信耶稣的。
And then I told them that a lot of well-educated people in America are believers in Jesus.
在历史上面也有很多的科学家，他们都是顶尖的人物啊，都是信耶稣的。
And there are many scientists, top scientists, they also believe in Jesus.
我想我们总不至于比他们还聪明吧。
So I was thinking that we are not smarter than those.
我的意思是说，你们也可以来信耶稣。
So my point is, you can also come to believe.
可是没想到，当我说我们不至于比他们更聪明的时候，他们居然反驳我。
So as I was telling them that I don't think we are smarter than them, they talked back to me.
他们说那也不一定。
They said not necessary.
我差点我的眼镜没掉下去啊。 I
was trying to hide myself at that time.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
真的，骄傲，这是我们每一个人的本性。Arrogant
is born with.
我们实在是要求主怜悯我们。
It's in our nature.
当我们读第一节的时候，
As we read first verse，
我们就看到一个人想要有福啊，
A person who wants to be blessed，
他就必须是这样的人，
And they have to be like this，
不做， 他第一节这里， 他说得很清楚， 不做， 不从恶人的计谋，
And very clearly does not walk，
不坐在， 不站罪人的道路，
And do not stand in the way of sinners，
不坐亵慢人的座位，
And do not sit in the seat of mockers，
只有这样的人才是有福的，
Only such person is blessed。
当我们看到这些经文的时候，
And as we read this verse，
我们的心中可能生出无限的气馁，
Then we felt disappointed，
因为我们知道我们自己不是这样的人，
Because we know that we are not such a person。
这三样我们一样都做不到，
All these three requirements we couldn't do it。
因为我们本质上面根本不是这样的人嘛。
Because it's not our nature。
我们再往下看到第四样，我们就更绝望了。
And as we read to the fourth verse，
第四样第二节这里说， 唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便没有福。
So the fourth point is， He delights in the law of the Lord， And on his law he meditates day and night， Then this person is blessed。
唯喜爱，
Only if you delight。
意思就是说他对其他的事情都没有什么兴趣，
So you're not interested in anything else，
他只有兴趣的只有一件事情，
There is only one thing that you delight in，
就是喜爱耶和华的律法，
That is delight in the law of the Lord，
而且昼夜思想，
And even meditate day and night。
弟兄姐妹，我们是这样子吧？
So brothers and sisters， what are we meditating？
我喜爱的事情只有一件，
I only like one thing，
就是喜爱耶和华的律法。
That is to like the law of the Lord，
昼夜思想啊，
And meditate day and night。
我们当中有没有这样的人呢？
Is there a person like this among us？
我觉得我肯定不是啊。
I think I'm not such a person。
我感兴趣的事情还有很多啊。
I still have a lot of things to do。
比如说我常常看看菜谱啊。
And sometimes I'll read recipe。
好吃嘛，常常做点好吃的。
I like to eat, so I'll look at it and try to make some good food。
那是我业余很喜欢干的事儿。
So there are other things I want to do.
我真的不是这种人呐。
I'm not such a person.
我不是唯喜爱耶和华的律法。
I'm not the person only like the law of God.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，怎么理解这个事情呢？
How do you understand only like the law of God and meditate day and night?
这就想到我们年轻的时候谈恋爱啊。
So if you think about when you were young and dating.
大家谈恋爱的时候写过情书吗？
During dating, I wrote love letters.
当你的这个谈恋爱的对象在给你写封情书来的时候，你是什么感觉？
So when you receive another love letters back, how do you feel?
我记得那个时候我在北京念书的时候。
I remember I was studying in Maine.
我的新婚的太太是在那时候在武汉。
在哪里？
武汉。
My new newlywed wife is in Wuhan.
我们有一段时间是分开的。
We were separated for a while.
所以她常常写信给我。
So she always writes to me.
我也常常写信给她。
And I wrote to her too.
当我收到她的信的时候，我是读一遍就丢了吗？
So when I receive her love letter, do I read only once?
我记得肯定不是这样子。
I remember not.
我说读了又读，对不对？
I read it over and over again.
每天晚上睡觉之前还要继续读一遍，对不对？
And before I go to sleep, I'll read it again.
读完了之后就想啊。
And then after I read it, I'll meditate.
下一封信什么时候到？
And when is the next letter coming?
有时候在课堂上上课的时候。
And sometimes when I was in lesson in school.
我在想今天中午回宿舍会不会有信来啊？
I was thinking if I go back to home to the dormitory, would there another new letter?
弟兄姐妹们，唯喜爱昼夜思想，就是这种感觉，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, this is how we should feel to be like only the law of the Lord.
我们读圣经是这样的感觉吗？啊？
And what is the feeling?
我们读圣经的时候是这样的感觉吗？
Do we have such feeling when we read the Bible?
好像不是啊。
Maybe not.
为什么我们读情书有这样的感觉，我们读圣经就没有这样的感觉呢？
So why do we have such feeling when we read love's letter but not reading Bible?
这好像我们对我们的太太的爱比爱神多还
多
一点。
So do we love our wife more than we love Lord?
因为这其中就是爱的问题嘛。
So it's depends on how much you love.
弟兄姐妹们，我相信大家可能跟我差不多。
So I think you are about like me.
这里讲到第二节这边讲到这个人，明显我们都不是这样的人。
So the second verse mentioned here, and clearly we are not.
这一章圣经里面的第一节和第二节所写的。
So first verse and second verse.
这四样我们感觉好像是不可逾越的大山一样。
All these four points is like something that we cannot achieve.
要成为这个有福的人真是不容易啊。
So to be such a blessed person is not easy.
读到这里我们也不禁要问了。
So we should ask.
在人类的历史上面有这样的人吗？
Is there such a person in the history of man?
假如在人类的历史长河当中根本就没有这样的人，那咱们也就别想。
If there is no such a person in the man history, then we should not think that we will be.
那我们也不必再追求了。
Then we should not be pursuing anyone.
因为我们都是普通人嘛。
Because we are all common people.
所以我们估计我们也没什么指望。
So maybe we don't have hope doing so.
那曾经有一个犹太人嘛。
So there was this Jew.
他信主了。
He believed in Jesus.
他后来成为一个传道人。
And he became a pastor.
那他信主了之后呢，他就回到以色列。
After he believed in Jesus, he went back to Israel.
那是在上个世纪的60年代的时候。
And that was like in the 60s.
他去参加一个犹太的宗教会议。
So he joined this gathering belong to the Jews.
有一天他在会上他就问。
And then one time he asked in the synagogue.
那请问一下，在我们的犹太人的历史上面，有没有什么人活在地上，就像诗篇的第一节和第二节？
And he asked, is there any person among us who lived just like the description in the Psalm, book of Psalm, first chapter, verse 1 and 2?
结果会场一片寂静。
And then it's all quiet in the synagogue.
没有人回答。
Nobody answered.
很久很久的时间都没有人回答。
For a long, long time, no answer.
他就问，我们的老祖宗亚伯拉罕是不是这样的人呢？
And he asked, is our ancestors Abraham like this?
大家都摇头。
And people shake hands.
亚伯拉罕一生的许多事情。
Abraham promised a lot of things.
很多事情其实是很不堪的，对不对？
And a lot of things not that important.
为了保全自己，他不惜牺牲他的妻子。
And to protect himself, he gave up his wife.
当我们读到他的故事的时候，我们心里想，怎么会有这种老公啊？
Then we were reading his story and we were thinking, how can there be such a man?
还有啊，他听信撒拉的话。
And another thing is that he listened to Sarah.
跟他的婢女夏甲同房。
And he slept with Agar.
这就是听从了撒拉那个很不好的意见，对不对？
So he was listening to a recommendation, a poor recommendation from Sarah.
所以亚伯拉罕是达不到这个要求的。
So Abraham did not achieve this level.
那他就问，那摩西如何呢？
And then he asked, how about Moses?
那好像摩西也不是这样的人。
I think Moses was not like this too.
且不说他年轻的时候，就是年纪大了还是很有脾气的哦。
So, not to mention that when he was young, but even when he was old, he has temper.
结果最后他都不能进迦南了。
And then it ends up that he cannot enter into the land of Canaan.
如果连亚伯拉罕、连摩西都不是这样的人，那人类历史上面还有谁是这样的有福的人呢？
If even Abraham and Moses are not this blessed man, then who is a blessed man in the man history?
没有人。
No one.
好像一个都没有。
Seems like not even one.
会场上面真是没有人敢发言回答这个问题。
No one dared to answer his question.
那过了很久，有一个老拉比站起来。
And passing some time, elderly rabbi stood up.
他说呢，我手上有一本书啊。
He said, I have this book in my hand.
你们基督徒称之为是新约圣经。
That the Christians call it New Testament.
他说，尽管我不信啊，但是我也研究了一番。
Even though I don't believe in the New Testament, but I study it.
那我发现里面所记载的这个耶叫耶稣的这个人呢？
And I found that this person, Jesus.
他说我实在是找不到他有什么可指摘之处。
And I could not find any wrongdoing of him.
他可能就是这样的人。
He could be the person.
弟兄姐妹们,
Brothers and sisters.
Blessed is the man.
Blessed is the man.
这样的人有福啦。Blessed
is the man.
这个人是谁呢?
And who is this man?
只有耶稣是这个人。Only
Jesus is this man.
只有他才是这个有福的人。And
who is, only he is this blessed man.
只有他才是神眼中那个完全合他心意的那个人。And
only he is the perfect man in the eye of God.
弟兄姐妹们, 为什么呢?
And why is that?
因为他是神的儿子。Because
he's son of God.
他是完完全全没有罪的一个人。
He is perfect without sin.
因为他有那个圣洁毫无瑕疵的生命。
Because he has this holy and pure life.
所以他才是这样的一个人。And
therefore he is the man.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们读这第一节和第二节的时候，
So as you read verse 1 and verse 2,
神的话其实不是告诉我们该如何去做。
God is not telling us what to do.
他不是要告诉我们我们该怎么努力才能够成为这个有福的人。
God is not trying to tell us to work hard to be a blessed man.
乃是告诉我们要叫我们看见一个生命。
But to tell us to find this life.
要看见神儿子的这个生命。
To see this life of Son of God.
叫我们看见了。
So that we can see.
就可以羡慕。
That we can admire.
就可以接受。
That we can accept.
就要信靠。
And we can trust.
感谢耶稣啊。
And thanks Jesus.
感谢我们的主。
And thank our Lord.
他在十字架上面死了。
He died on the cross.
他就把他的生命的饼拨开了。
And he split his life.
把他的生命拨开了。
And he split his life.
分赐给我们每一个相信的人。
And to give his life to every one of us.
叫我们因着信接受他的这个生命。
So that we who believe and accept his life.
因此神儿子的生命就成了我们的生命。
And so that the Son of God's life become our life.
那从此我们也可以成为这样的有福的人。
And from there on we can be the blessed man.
我们得到了这个生命。
As we receive this life.
这个生命就是 一个厌恶恶人的计谋的生命。
And this is the life who dislike the wicked and sinners.
也不愿意走在罪人的道路上面。
And this life did not want to stand in the way of sinners.
也更不愿意坐在亵慢人的座位上面。
And this life did not want to sit in the seat of mockers.
从心底里面就不要。
From the bottom of the heart to reject all
没有兴趣。
Not interested in all these.
而且觉得不好。
And dislike all these.
我觉得要跟他分别。
Want to be distinguished from this.
那这个就是新生命的大能。
And this is the new life.
运行在我们的里面。
That run in our life.
我们就越来越喜爱明白神的旨意。
So that we gradually love and understand God's command.
越来越要讨神的喜悦。
And wanted to please God's will.
凡是神所不喜悦的事情,
Anything displease God,
我们都不喜欢,
we will displease.
我们都不想要,
we do not want it.
弟兄姐妹们, 这是什么呢?
Brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
这就是好消息啊。
And this is good news.
这就是福音啊。
And that is gospel.
然而当我们接受了这个福音的时候,
As we receive this gospel,
我们马上就有第一节和第二节所说的这个生命的实际了吗?
Then do we receive the practical life from the verse 1 and 2?
许多的时候我们心里面固然是愿意啊,
A lot of time we are willing in our heart.
可是我们的肉体却是软弱,
But our flesh is weak.
神知不知道我们这样的情况?
Does God understand our situation?
神知道。
God knows.
所以呢,他没有叫我们相信了之后呢, 然后OK,信了就不理我们了。
So he never abandoned us after we believe.
而是在我们相信了之后呢，要继续的带领我们。
But he will continue to guide us.
让我们过上过一个有福的生活。
So that we can live a blessing life.
把这个生命的实际做成在我们的身上。
So that this actual blessed life will become true in us.
这就是第三节和第四节。
And that is the third and fourth verse.
有福的人的生活要像什么样子呢？
And what is the life of a blessed person should be like?
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
He should be like a tree planted by a stream of water.
那这里其实我们看见一幅画啊。
So we can see this picture.
那这幅画里面我们看见有一棵树。
In this picture we see a tree.
在溪水旁有一棵树。
Next to a stream of water.
那首先我们要问一下。
So we should ask.
这棵树是一棵野树呢？还是一棵有主的树啊？
Is this tree...
有主人的树啊？
Does this tree belong to a master or a wild grown tree?
野树是自己长的，对不对？
The wild grown tree grow up by itself.
可是这棵树不是啊。
But this tree is not.
这个树是有人栽的。
This tree was planted by someone.
这个树是有主人的。
It has a master.
谁栽的呢？
And who planted this?
是属谁的呢？
Belong to who?
属于我们的主，对不对？
Belong to our Lord.
主就是那个栽树的人。
Our Lord is the one who planted the tree.
弟兄姐妹们，我们就是这棵树啊。
So we are the tree.
我们就是这棵有主人的树啊。
We are the tree with master.
神把我们栽在这个溪水的旁边。
God planted us next to the stream of water.
所以我们是一棵有主的树。
So we belong to our Lord.
那这个比那个野树好太多了。
So this is something we should meditate.
那野树是没人管的。
How about a wild grown tree?
也没有人在乎。
And no one planted it.
可是这棵树不一样。
But not this tree.
它是有主人，它是我们的神把我们栽在那里的。
This tree has a master and our master planted it.
以前其实我们是跟神是无关无分的。
Before we were not related to our Lord.
以前我们好像也是那棵野树一样。
We were like a wild tree before.
可是今天不一样了。
But now it's different.
今天是神把我们找到了。
Lord found us today.
把我们好像是移栽到那个溪水旁边一样。
And it's like transplanting us to the location next to the stream of water.
我们感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
他真的是这么大的恩典临到了我们。
He has such a great grace on us.
把我们带回了神的家。
To bring us back to the house of God.
叫我们有父也有父的家。
So that we have heavenly Father.
这是何等大的恩典。
What a great grace.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thanks and praise our Lord.
这棵树栽在什么地方？
So where is the tree planted?
栽在溪水旁。
By the streams of water.
我们这些住在新泽西的人呢，我们不太知道这个溪水旁有什么了不起啊。
So we live in New Jersey, we don't understand the importance of next to streams of water.
因为我们这里到处都是溪水嘛。
Because we have a lot of streams around us.
可是在中东那个地方，那是水比油贵啊。
But in the Middle East area, water is precious.
那个地方如果有溪水，那个是太宝贝了。
If there is streams of water, it's very precious.
一棵树如果能够栽在溪水旁，那可是太有福了。
If the tree can be planted next to the stream of water, it's so much blessing.
哪里是这个溪水呢？
And so where is the streams?
这个溪水就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Streams is our Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就是那个活水的泉源。
Our Lord is the source of these streams.
阿们吗，弟兄姐妹们。以前我们不认识主的时候。
Before we do not know the Lord.
我们有没有水喝？
Do we have water to drink?
有没有啊
？Do we have？
还是有一点水嘛，对吧
？We still have some water.
可是你喝的那水怎么样呢
？But when you are
if you drink that kind of water,
if you drink that kind of water,
我们还是会渴的。
We will thirst again.
就像那个撒玛利亚的妇人呢
？Just like the woman of the Samaritan.
喝了还要再渴。
She will get thirsty after drinking.
我们天天还是口渴。
We are thirsty every day.
天天还是到处找水。
And we are seeking for water every day.
我记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我认定知识就是力量。
I assure that knowledge is the power.
大陆来的弟兄姐妹们应该都知道。
So if you came from China, you know.
走进新华书店一看。
So as you walk into 新华 bookstore.
上面是一个红色的横幅。
And there is this red banner.
知识就是力量。
A knowledge is power.
我一想，这话太好。
And I was thinking, this is so good.
所以我就拼命念书啊。
So I read a lot of books.
我觉得我掌握了知识，我就好了。
I thought that if I had all the knowledge, then I'm the great person.
我就不会再渴了。
Then I would never be thirsty again.
我就有安全感了。
Then I'll be secure.
可是念书念。
But as I read and read.
念到了博士学位拿到了就好了吗？
And is it the end when I get my PhD?
好像还是没有安全感呢。
It's not the end.
那大约25年前，神把我带回家。
About 20 years ago, God guided me.
真是尝到在主里面的这个生命的活水。
And to taste the water of the stream from God.
真是甘甜。
And so sweet.
从此我也真是不再到处去找。
And from there on, I do not seek anymore.
就常常喝这乐河的水。
And I just enjoy this water.
每当想起这么大的恩典临到我自己，
And every time I think about such a great grace on me,
心中真的是升起无限的感恩。
And I have such a great thanksgiving.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹们都跟我有同样的感觉。
I'm sure brothers and sisters have the same feeling like me.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天我们是被神栽在了基督的这个溪水边。
So brothers and sisters, we are planted next to the streams of water.
那请问一下，有没有什么人口渴了还不知道喝的呢？
So is there any person who is thirsty and don't know that they have to drink?
有啊。
There is.
很多人，我们当中可能也不少人是这样子哦。
I think there are a lot of people like that.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord has mercy on us.
我们常常饮着基督里面的生命的活水。
That we can receive the stream of water from Lord.
那请问一下，在他的里面生活会有什么表现呢？
So when we are living in him, what type of reaction we will have?
第一个，
First,
按时结果子。
That yield fruit in seasons.
怎么样才能够结果子呀？
How can you yield fruit?
结果子其实是一个自自然然的事情。
Yielding fruit is natural.
时候到了就结果子。
When time comes, you will bear fruit.
只要你里面有那个结果子的生命，
As long as you have the life to be able to bear fruit,
再加上相应的滋养，
And with the nurturing from outside,
我们就自自然然结果子，
Then naturally we will bear fruit.
所以我们能做什么呀？
So what can we do?
那为了结果子我们能做什么呢？
So to achieve bearing fruit, what should we do?
其实我们所做的只有一件事情，
There is only one thing.
就是在这个溪水边，
That is next to the streams.
常常喝着乐河的水。
And to keep on drinking water from the stream.
常常在这里吸取生命的滋养。
Receive the nurturing from the stream.
然后时候到了。
And when time comes.
果子就结出来。
Fruit will be bare.
这就是我们的生活。
And this is our life.
一个结果子的生活。
A life bearing fruit.
一个有福的人就必定是一个结果子的人。
A blessed person will yield fruit.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今年有没有生命上面有没有什么长进呢？
Do we have any growth in our spiritual life?
半年已经过去了。
Half a year passed.
时候到了可以结果子吗？
Time comes, is the fruit bearing?
但愿主可以帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
每年都有一点长进。
That we have improvement every year, little by little.
一个常饮基督活水的人。
The one who is receiving the streams of water from Lord.
他在生活里面还有什么表现呢？
And what other reaction he will have from his life?
这里说叶子也不枯干。
And it says here, leaves does not wither.
这是说到我们的生命力很旺盛。
And that is mentioning about how vivid is our life.
我们的生命不是奄奄一息的。
And our life is not withering.
我们的生命不是那个枯萎的样子啊。
Our life is not dying.
不是那个无精打采的。
And our life is not depressed.
我看有没有人在打瞌睡。
Someone is falling asleep.
不是疲惫不堪的。
Our life is not worry.
而是满有生命的活力。
It's full of life.
严格上讲。
And to be strictly speaking.
这个跟我们的年龄没有关系。
It's not related to our age.
这跟我们的工作和学习忙不忙也没有关系。
And it's not related to our work or study, whether we are busy or not.
而跟我们跟什么有关系呢
？So what is it related to？
其实就是跟我们跟主的关系有关系。
That is related to our relationship with our Lord。
跟我们是不是常常喝这生命的活水有关系
？And it's related to whether we always receive the water from the stream。
我前段时间去跟一位老人家吃饭。
Not long ago, I ate with an elderly person.
这位老人家已经103了。
And he is already 103 years old.
他女儿和女婿带我去跟他吃饭。
And his daughter brought me over there.
哦，满脸荣光啊。
He is such a full of glory in his face.
非常喜乐。
Full of joy.
这个他跟我讲。
And then he told me.
我是开开心心的过每一天的日子。
I happily enjoy every day.
神什么时候让我上去，我就上去。
Whenever Lord want me to return to Him, I'll go.
你看他那个生命的光彩啊。
And you see how beautiful His life.
尽管是103岁的人啊。
Even though he's 103 years old.
我看他比我们当中很多年轻人都更有 energy 啊。
I see him having more energy than any one of us who are younger than him.
实在是值得我羡慕，也值得大家羡慕。
Such an admirable person.
今天很多年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
So nowadays, the younger brothers and sisters
常常觉得压力好大
，feeling a lot of pressures，
常常觉得很累啊
，feeling tired。
这个是真的是可以理解的
，I can understand it totally。
因为这个世界总是叫我们面临很多的压力
，because this world always give us pressures，
给我们各样的事情
，give us many things to do，
做不完的工作
，and unfinished work，
读不完的书
，unfinished books。
这就是世界给我们的要求。
And this is the requirement from the world.
这是就是世界一直在后面就是 push 我们成为这个样子。
And this is the world pushing us to be like this.
可是神不是这样的心意啊。
But God does not have this mind.
神是叫我们怎么样？
What does God want us?
神是叫我们要安息啊。
God want us to enjoy the peace.
Be still.
Be still.
你们要休息。
God want us to rest.
要知道我是神。
To know that I am God.
世界总是叫我们很忙。
The world make us busy.
可是神总是叫我们要休息。
But God want us to rest.
感谢赞美主。
Thanks and praise our Lord.
所以年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
So younger brothers and sisters.
如果我们真的觉得很累，压力很大。
If you really feel pressured and tired.
我们可能也需要自我省察一下。
Then we have to examine ourselves.
是不是我们跟主的关系有点疏远了呢
？Are we in the distance? In relationship with our Lord.
摩西提醒得很好啊。
Moses has this reminder.
你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
How your day is and your strength will be the same.
我们的日子如果是常常喝着生命的活水，生命的活水。
If our daily life is receiving these living streams.
我们的力量必要刚强。
Then our strength will be strong.
Amen.
Amen.
常饮基督生命活水的人
，So the one who always receive the water from，
在他的生活里面还要得什么祝福呢
？And what are the blessings he will receive in his life？
第三，这里说，凡他所做的尽都顺利
，Whatever he does prospers。
当我们读了这句话的时候，我们可能觉得
，When you read this，
这太好了
，Such a good promise。
我们以为只要信了主。
We think that as long as we believe in the Lord,
好好的信他
and to believe Him in a good way,
我们的人生从此欢喜快乐了
our life will be joyful,
就不会有任何的艰难了
and we will have any more difficulties,
凡事顺利嘛
and everything will be smooth.
弟兄姐妹们，这句话可以这么理解吗
Can you understand this verse like that?
如果这么理解的话，它就变成成功神学
Then if you understand it this way, is the theory of success.
那怎么理解这句话呢？
So how should you understand this?
圣经里面讲到一个人的时候，神也用类似的口气说到他。
When Bible mentioned a person and God had said the same thing to him.
这个人就是约瑟，对不对
？And he is Joseph.
在创世纪39章23节那里说。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 39.
Verse 23,
chapter
39. 耶和华与约瑟同在。
Jehovah, the Lord is with Joseph.
耶和华使他所做的尽都顺利。
Lord has make everything he did had prospered.
请问一下，约瑟的一生很顺利吗？
So is the life of Joseph smooth?
约瑟的一生，尤其是他的前半生啊，那是很不顺利的，对不对？
The first half of his life is not smooth at all.
十几岁就被卖了。
He was betrayed and sold in his teenage.
到了埃及，本来已经够惨的了，到了埃及还被陷害，下在监狱里面。
Went to Egypt is already a sad story, but then he was jailed.
这一关就关到三十岁才出来。
And he was jailed until he was 30-some years old.
在人的眼光看来，他是真的是很不顺了。
In man's eyes, he had suffered.
可是稀奇啊。
But it's strange.
在神的眼中看起来。就是凡事顺利。
In the eye of God, everything is smooth.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
凡他所做的尽都顺利，这是什么意思呢？
Whatever he does prospers. What does that mean?
这个不是说我们的人生道路上面不会有坎坷。
It's not saying that we would not encounter difficulties.
而是说，
But saying,
而是说神的旨意可以自由地运行在我们的身上。
Instead of saying that God's will is going to run through us smoothly.
他可以在我们的身上做成他要做的工。
He can do his work on us.
在我们的一生的日子里面，我们可能有时候会软弱。
In our life, we may be weak.
但是我们还是会悔改，回头。
But we'll repent.
叫神的工作继续的成全在我们的身上。
So that his work can continue on us.
这就叫做凡事顺利。
And that is the meaning of whatever he does prospers.
我再说一遍哈。
So let me repeat.
凡他所做的尽都顺利是说。
Whatever he does prospers means.
是说神的旨意可以自由地运行在我们的身上。
That God's will can run through us smoothly.
他可以在我们的身上做成他要做的工。
He can accomplish the work he wants to do on us.
尽管。我们有时候会软弱，
Even though sometimes we'll be weak,
但是我们还是会悔改回头，
But we will turn back and repent,
叫神的工作继续的成全在我们的身上，
So that God's work can continue on us,
这就叫做凡事顺利，
And that is the meaning of whatever he does prospers.
第三节说到这个有福的人活在神的面前就是这个样子的。
So third verse, talking about the person who a blessed person living before the Lord is like this.
这个实在是非常美好的一件事情。
This is a beautiful scene.
相比之下，那些不认识神的人如何呢？
So on in the opposite, those who do not believe in the Lord.
第四节这里说，恶人并不是这样。
Verse 4 it says, not so the wicked.
恶人我们刚才讲了，就是那个不信的人。
Wicked is the non-believers.
不认识神的人。
Those who do not know the Lord.
他们要像糠皮被风吹散。
They are like chaff that the wind blows away.
糠皮里面有没有生命啊？
Is there life in this chaff?
糠皮里面已经没有生命了。
There is no life in chaff.
没有生命，没有生命的连接。
There is no life in this person.
他是枯干的。
It's withered.
他不能再结果子了。
Cannot bear fruit anymore.
他是没有前途，也没有盼望。
There is no future, no hope.
风一来就怎么样？
As the wind comes, what happened?
一吹就不知道吹到哪里去了。
It got blown away.
一个不认识神的人的生命就是这个样子。
The person who does not know the Lord has this type of life.
这两年多的全球性的瘟疫。
So in the past 2 years of pandemic.
那好像是一场暴风一样。
It's like a storm.
多少不认识神的人。
So many unbelievers.
他们忧郁啊。
They were worried.
因为必须待在家里面。
They have to be kept home.
甚至有很多很多人自杀。
And a lot of suicide.
很可怜。
Such a pity.
很可怜。
Such a pity.
三节和四节这是有福的生活。
So the third and fourth verse is the blessed life.
然而我们知道靠我们自己也是过不了这样的生活。
And we know that we cannot depend on ourselves to live such a life.
所以第五节和第六节我们看见一个有福的保证。
So fifth and sixth verse, it gave us the blessing assurance.
第五节这里说，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。
And therefore, verse 5 it says, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment.
当审判的时候是什么时候呢？
So when is the time of judgment?
就是公义的神，那在最后的日子里面审判的时候。
That is the righteous God doing the judgment at the end of time.
我们的神是公义的神。
Our God is a righteous God.
在他必有审判。
And in him there is judgment.
人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Everyone will die and everyone will be judged.
审判是一件非常确定的事情。
And is a assuring happening judgment.
当那个日子来到的时候，恶人必站立不住。
And when that time comes, the wicked will not stand.
这里其实也是一幅画。
And here is a picture too.
是讲到当那个审判的日子来的时候。
And the picture shows the time of judgment.
那些不敬虔的人，不认识神的人，就是恶人，他们站在那个审判台前。
The ungodly people, the non-believers, the wicked people in front of God.
他们无话可说。
They have nothing to say.
他们没有什么可以为自己做辩解的。
They have nothing to explain.
那请问一下，我们到时候有什么可以为自己辩解的吗
？So let me ask you, what can we talk about ourselves to explain?
我们有没有
？Is there anything?
我们有没有
？Do we have it?
我们有的。
We do.
我们可以说一句话。
We can say this.
我相信主耶稣。
I believe in Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
只要有这句话。
As long as you can say this.
神就视我们为无罪。
Then God will see us as no sin.
有这句话就够了。
We just need this.
因为我们相信主耶稣。
Because we believe in the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的血就洗净了我们一切的罪。
Lord Jesus' blood has washed all our sins.
我们在神的面前得称为义。
And we can be called righteousness in front of God.
我们在神的面前坦然站立。
And we can stand boldly before the Lord.
不是因为我们行得好。
Not because of our good deed.
那单单是因为我们相信。
But simply because we believe.
所以神就视我们为义。
And therefore God calls us righteous.
我们感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
And the sinners in the assembly is the same way.
罪人在义人的会中也是站立不住。
Sinners in the assembly also cannot stand.
那什么是义人的会呢？
So what is the assembly of the righteous?
就是教会了。
There's church.
在审判的时候，教会在哪里？
In the time of judgment, where is church?
教会在哪里？
Where's church?
教会已经被提了。
Church was was lifted.
他那时候跟主耶稣一起同坐宝座。
And at that time was sitting on the same throne.
一起来施行审判。
To do the judgment.
那这里说罪人在义人的会中。
So here it says sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
这似乎也是暗示一件事情。
So it's also saying something.
就在教会的里面也有一些人呢。
And it's indicating to us that somebody in church.
并不是真心相信的。
May not be really believer.
但这些人呢，到那个日子里面都会显明出来。
And those this type of people will be revealed through judgment.
有些弟兄姐妹们可能会想。
So you might think.
教会里面还有不信的人吗
？There are non-believers in church.
当然，慕道有是不信是很正常。
So it's normal to meet non-believers outside.
但是在我们这些声称我们都已经信了的人，我们有没有得救的
？But is there someone non-saved among in the church?
其实也有的。
There is.
大家还记得主耶稣在世上的时候曾经做过一个比喻
？You remember there was a parable that Jesus said.
就是他说天国好像人撒种在一块田里面。
And he said that the heavenly kingdom is like a field.
那仇敌也来撒。
The seed was spread, and the enemy also spread the seed.
到夜里的时候仇敌就来把败子的种子也撒在那里。
And at night time, the enemy came to spread the bad seed.
那就麦子长起来了，败子也长起来了。
And the good plant and bad plant also grow. The wheat.
那对这样一块田怎么办呢
？So what happened?
那仆人问，是不是要把那败子给薅出来
？And the servant asked, should we take out the weed?
那主人说不要不要不要。
And the master said no.
等收割的时候。
Wait till we harvest.
就把败子薅出来。
Then we can throw out the weed.
捆成捆，留着烧。
And the good one will keep.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
义人在罪人的罪人在义人的会中也是如此，这是。 讲到我们
当中。It's the same way for sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
在最后的审判的时候。
In the last judgment.
我们都要小心。
We have to be careful.
那从一个方面来讲。
From one point.
审判的日子还没有到的时候。
Before the time of judgment.
我们也不要随便论断什么人这个是。失败者。
We should not judge people easily as if judging they fail.
因为这个神没有给我们这个权柄。
Because God did not give us such authority.
要留着等到审判的时候。
Wait till the time of judgment.
审判的时候主自有论断。
Wait till the time of judgment, God will decide.
那另外一方面我们自己要不要担心呢？
So what should we do?
当审判的时候我们是站在下面还是站在上面呢？
Are we standing up there or down there during the judgment?
其实我们也不用担心。
So don't worry.
第六节这里说什么呢？
So what should we do?
因为耶和华知道义人的道路。
Because the Lord watches over the way of the righteous.
知道这个字啊。
The Lord know.
这个字不是一般的知道。
It's not a commonly understood knowing.
这个字是说他通晓。
That he truly know.
而且表明着一切尽在他的掌握中。
And to indicate that everything is in his control.
那达比弟兄的英文版本，这个字就直接翻译成 watch over.
So another translation in Darby, translated into watches over.
看顾。
Watch over.
这耶和华看顾义人的道路。
The Lord watches over the way of the righteous.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神的知道不是一个被动的知道。
God know is not a passive word.
神的知道它是一个主动的作为。
God know is a thing that He did.
他主动计划我们的道路。
He planned and be progressive.
主动为我们铺成道路。
He progressively laid the way for us.
而且引导我们走在这条道路上面。
And guided us on this way.
而且他还一路看顾我们。
And he watches over us.
叫我们不要失脚。
So that we will not tremble.
即使我们偶尔为过犯所胜。
Once in a while we will fail.
他也用恩典把我们挽回来。
But he will use grace to guide us back.
耶和华知道义人的道路。
The Lord watches over the way of the righteous.
这条道路是什么道路呢？
And what is this way?
基督就是这条道路。
Christ is the way.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是不是一个有福的保证呢？
Isn't this a blessing assurance?
我们的救恩都没有我们自己什么功劳的。
Our salvation was not because of our deed.
是基督自己来成全这个救恩。
But God, Lord is the one who accomplished this salvation.
而且神把我们从万人族给领回来。
And God has guided us out of the thousands.
把我们放在这条路上面。
And put us on this way.
这都跟我们自己没有什么太大的关系。
And not related to what we had done.
我们所要做的就是顺服就好了。
What we should do is to obey.
今天我们常常落在罪孽过犯里面是因为什么？
So we are living in transgression, and what's the reason for that?
其实就是我们要走自己的路呗。
Because we want to walk our own way.
不顺服，不要走在这条路上。
We don't want to obey.
但是神的心意是美善的。
But God has such a good will.
尽管我们会失败，
even though we will fail,
但是他的爱永远不失败。
But His love never fails.
他一直看顾我们的道路。
He keep watching us.
叫我们走在这条道路上面。
So that we can walk on this way.
不但走在这条道路上面。
Not only to walk on this way.
而且可以走得下去。
But continuing to walk.
直至成功啊。
Until we succeed.
所以这个成功不是靠我们自己。
So our success is not depending on us.
这个成功完全是神的工作。
Our success is the work of God.
这个就稳妥，对不对？
And this is assured.
我们感谢赞美。
We thank and praise our Lord.
耶和华知道义人的道路。
The Lord know the way of righteous.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹都有体会。
So I think you had this experience.
我自己也是深有体会。
I had this experience myself.
我实在是觉得从年幼一直到如今啊，神真的是一直在看顾我。
From young till now, I feel Lord has been watching over me.
我非常年轻的时候，那时候最大的梦想就是考大学。
When I was young and when I was trying to enter into a university.
平常考试都麻麻的。
In my general exams, I didn't do very well.
可是偏偏在高考的正式考场上面的时候，就发挥的特别好。
But in the final most important exam, I did very well.
我自己做完考完了以后，我的做梦天天做梦，那是我吗？那是预考，不对。
After the
不是高考。
After the exam, I was like, did I do this one? It's so good.
我信主之后才知道。
After I believe in the Lord, then I know.
神早就在看顾我。
God was watching over me.
我读完大学就去读硕士。
After I finished my universities, I continued to my PhD.
那在那里就遇见我的太太。
And I met my wife.
我们两个一谈就很互相很欢喜。And
we like each other a lot.
两边的家庭也都非常的开心。And
our families were happy too.
所以很快就结婚了。So
we get married quickly.
所以我们结婚非常早。So
we get married early.
那时候我才23岁，她才22岁。I
was only 23 years old and she was 22.
然后结完婚姻过后就去考博士。And
after marriage, I went to a PhD.
Yeah. 我本来以为我肯定考不取的。And
I thought I would not succeed.
结果没想到不知道怎么搞的就给录取了。But
then I was accepted.
所以弟兄姐妹们一路的过来。So
on my way there.
都有神，后来觉得都有神的工作。Had
God work on it.
然后读完博士以后，好像又天降一个机会，去IBM工作。After
I finished my PhD, I went on to work in IBM.
在那里我就遇见我人生。
And I met the first Christian in my life.
在那里3年之后,
3 years later,
神又把我带到美国来,
God took me to America.
来到美国第一个星期就有弟兄跟我传福音。
The first week as I arrived in America, a brother came to me to talk about gospel.
然后我第一次去教会我就信主了。
And the first time I went to God, to church.
在那之后那就更是神的恩典，就是让我无处可容。
And afterward, God's grace covered me.
一路的带领，清清楚楚，明明白白。Watches
over me and guides me clearly.
在我不认识他的时候，他已经认识了我。Before
I know him, he already knew me.
一路的带领我。He
guided me all the way.
一路的看顾我。He
watches over me all the way.
我想每一个弟兄姐妹们都有这样的见证。I
believe you have same testimony.
我们心里面只有感恩。
And our heart is full of thanksgiving.
他的救恩是确实的。
His salvation is sure.
他的救恩是有保障的。
His salvation is certain.
恶人的道路却不是这样。
But it's different way for the wicked.
恶人的道路却必灭亡。
The way of the wicked will perish.
这些不认识神的人，他们得不到神的看顾。
And the one who did not believe would not have this watching over.
神当然对他们也有怜悯。
And of course, God has mercy on them too.
可是他们不想，不要。
But they did reject it.
就得不着这个看顾。
They rejected watching.
他们偏要行在自己的路上面。
They want to walk on their own way.
那条路就是通向死亡。
And that way is towards death.
那死亡那是他们当得的。
And the death is among them.
我们当然求神多多的怜悯。
May Lord has more mercy on us.
因为神的心意是要万人得救, 不要地狱,
because God's will is to have all saved.
弟兄姐妹们,
so this is the first book of Psalms.
神把他的心打开,
God opened his heart.
首先叫我们看见一个合他心意的人,
to first see that there's this person pleasing God.
一个有福的人是一个什么样子的?
Is the person who is blessed and how he is.
他深知我们都不是这样的人。
And he knows us.
所以在创世以来，他就定下了一个旨意。So
from the beginning of the world creation, he has this will.
叫他的儿子耶稣来。To
send his son.
他的儿子耶稣就是这个有福的人。His
son Jesus Christ is this blessed person.
叫我们看见他的儿子。So
that we can see his son.
也可以听见他的话。So
that we can hear his word.
可以信从他。So
that we can obey him.
可以。
So that we can follow him.
我们因着信,
and because of our faith,
他儿子的生命就在我们的里面,
his son's life is living in us.
也叫我们成为一个有福的人,
and so that we can be a blessed man.
我们不但成为一个有福的人,
not only we become a blessed man,
他也帮我们过一个有福的生活,
and he will help us to live a blessing life,
引领我们一生的路程,
and to guide us our life.
把那个有福的实际, 把那个有福的生命的实际, 做成在我们的身上,
and to bring this practical blessing life into us.
这是他的旨意。
And this is his will.
永远不改变的旨意。
He never changed his will.
而且他自己确保。
And he gave us assurance.
他的这个旨意必要成全。
That this will happen.
成全在哪里呢？
And where will it take place?
成全在我们众人的身上。
And to take place in us.
既然如此。
So, and therefore,
叫我们如何不敬拜他？
How do we not worship him?
叫我们如何不感谢他呢？
How can we not thank him?
我们祷告。
And let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
是你自己甘愿流血舍命。
That you are willing to die for us.
把你的生命赐给我们每一个人。
And to give your life to every one of us.
主，求你怜悯，再怜悯。
Lord, may you have mercy on us and have mercy on us.
唯愿我们这一生的日子里面，
so that in our daily life,
多多的认识你，
to get to know you more,
认识你的生命，
to know your life,
认识你的丰富，
to know your abundant,
好使得着你这个生命的丰富，
so that we can receive this abundant life,
好叫父的心得满足，
so that God's will be in us.
当你再来的时候，
When you return,
我们可以坦然无惧站立在你的面前。
We can stand before you boldly.
可以与你一同坐宝座。
That we can sit on the throne with you.
审判天使。
And to judge.
审判这个世界。
Judge the world.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
求你听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our prayers.
继续用恩典和怜悯扶持我们。
Continue to use your mercy on us.
这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Our prayer in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.